Hayes's annual flushing of the fire hydrants will soon be underway. Fire Chief Ryan Higgins stops by to share all the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Starting in March every year, we go around and pressure test every hydrant in town. We usually do this just Monday through Friday, weather permitting, obviously. If it gets cold, we don't want to go out there and make ice rinks at the intersection on all the streets and everything like that. But we do try to do a pretty good job of sending out some public notifications on where we'll be and what neighborhood, so everyone kind of can prepare to see us around and know what we're doing when they see us out at checking on the hydrants.
Yeah, I always get nervous when I see the hydrants being flushed. There's always the water running down the streets, and I think, oh no, this somebody needs to know. But then you drive a little bit further, and you see the big truck and the guys, and it's like, okay, they're there on purpose.
Yeah, with the amount that we do, this will take us, 2 to 3 months to complete. We try to squeeze this in with along of our other duties that we take care of, all the training the guys have got to do. So we plan to do it May or March through May, but if we can't get it done, we'll take the summer off during water restrictions and pick it back up in the fall.
Yeah, and there are lots of reasons why you guys have to do this every year in the system, right?
Right, right. And some of the big ones there are, we make sure that everything's working properly. We record all the flow pressures, especially in our commercial districts. If someone's designing a sprinkler system, or is there water adequate to build an apartment complex, and do we have the proper amount of fire protection in that area? Do we need to make any improvements along the way for those type of things? It does flush out the water mains to help improve our water quality as well.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. And, I think a lot of people, when this happens, they'll see some discoloration in their own personal water just as that kind of stuff's getting sludged around. But really no cause for concern there, right?
No. There shouldn't be any concern there for our citizens. But when we go out there and flush them, we'll see that murky, rusty-looking water as well. And then we'll continue to flush that hydrant and those mains until it's clear. But if you open your faucet, kitchen faucet, bathroom faucet, whatever you do, and you see that little discoloration, just go ahead and let your water run in a minute or two. It should clear up.
Mm-hmm. And I'm always shocked when I see this number, but it's 1,100 of these you guys are out.
Well,
that's actually an
approximation.
Oh, okay.
We keep adding hydrants as the city grows.
it's getting worse.
Yeah, keeps expanding. And then we have, over the last several years, taken a look at other areas of town where we have our hydrant spacing is further apart than what we would like. And then we'll go in there and add a few more, especially with all the street maintenance that's gone on. We've relocated hydrants to get them more either on the corners or better protected at an intersection, or just better protected mid-block. We do take a good look at that, but we'll keep adding in more and more as time goes on.
Crazy. And as we were talking a little bit before we're getting ready to go on air, when you see those hydrants out and about in the city, they're all different colored colors, but there's a reason for that. And some of those are older ones that don't even really get used anymore, which you guys are cycling out, right?
Right. The biggest thing that people will notice is the color of barrels. Some are yellow, some are red, and some even kind of have a light purple to them. Well, the light purple ones are reuse water. Yeah, they'll be out at the golf course or at the parks department. The red ones, they're privately owned. So you'll see them up around Home Depot, Walmart, Big Creek Crossing. So those are on private property. And then the yellow barreled ones are city owned. But the different colored tops indicate how much water they're capable of flowing. The blue ones will be 1,500 GPM or more. Green ones flow about 1,000 to 1,500. Red ones are kind of less than 500, and orange are between 500 and 1,000. But the black ones that you'll see with the very top of the hydrant are black. Those are just for flushing purposes only. We don't use those for fire protection purposes.
So those are the ones you guys are trying to get out of the system, basically.
Yeah, those are just either on old lines and nothing can be done as far as increasing the flow for a fire hydrant. Now, they're on good water mains still for your house use, you know, your showers, your toilets, your sinks, all that. They're going to work just fine. That main will work just fine, but those hydrants don't flow enough for us to use for fire protection.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think like a general house has a 1.5-inch line, guys' lines are, I don't even know, four inches.
We're putting in 6, 8, 10, 12 inches lines, and they spur off to different lengths for different purposes.
Yeah, a lot more water flowing when you guys are there. A
lot more.
Well, very good. Good luck in all that process, sir. But as we're running out of time here, I always like talking about this, and you guys, I think, are still doing it, the smoke and carbon monoxide alarm program.
Yes. That's a good thing for us to do for our community. If you would like one or want to inquire more information about it, just give us a call at the office, 628-7330, and we'd be glad to help you.